Hey, 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 top of the day. Welcome to week 3 of MJ Friends Blog season 2. So blessed, so happy, beyond excited. Hope you guys' new year is starting off great. Mine is. I cannot complain. Still breathing. The sun is still shining on us, and we are all truly blessed. Have that energy, have that mindset, and you'll be all right. So let's just get started. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. Make sure you guys add me on Instagram, MJ Friends Blog. All of this is going to be in the description of today's episode. So the quote of the week comes from an author, a salesman, a motivational speaker. He actually passed away in 2012, but he had some pretty decent material, some really good books. His name is Zig Ziglar. Definitely look him up. So the quote of the week is by him. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. People often say that motivation does not last. Well, neither does bathing, and that is why we recommend it daily. Zig Ziglar. I love this quote 100%, 1000%, because it's true. You get up every day, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you take a bath. It's just your daily routine. So why not add to that routine? Let me say something positive about myself. Let me think positivity to get my day started. It's not that hard. It's just like clockwork. You know, you get up, you brush your teeth, wash your face, take a bath, all of that. Add it to your daily routine. Put a post-it note on your mirror. Put a post-it note on your bedside. Put a post-it note on your phone screen. Things that you know you touch on a daily basis, why don't you just add to it? Add some motivation to it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be worth it? Absolutely. So we are legit halfway through the first month of 2020. Like, we're halfway done. If you have not found any motivation to encourage yourself to continue to get up and go, you need to get there. Legit, motivation is right there. It's not easy whatsoever, but it's worth it. At the end of 2020, you'll look back and you'll be like, I can't believe I came through this. I can't believe I did this. Or I can't believe it. I'm so blessed. I've come so far. I'm excited. What's next? I can do anything. Keep yourself motivated. Motivation is legit right there. So I came up with a list of ways you could motivate yourself. These are my personal ways and things that I do to encourage myself, to keep myself balanced, to keep myself going. The first thing on my list is nurture yourself. That is a necessity, especially for me. Ways to nurture yourself: get a massage, drink some hot tea, sit in the sun, go color, draw, drive with the windows down. These things help me keep going. These things motivate me. The motivation is right there. It's the simple things that we enjoy that motivate us. Second thing on my list is to engage your brain. Maybe do a crossword puzzle, organize something, go to the library or the bookstore, because you know I love Barnes & Noble, or you could even learn a new skill. Keep your brain moving, keep your brain going. That's motivation. That gets your brain ready to do whatever it is that you want to do, to accomplish whatever goals that you're trying to accomplish. Third thing on my list is get yourself moving. Take a walk, do some yoga, go plant something, wash some dishes, clean up. It's so many things that you can do to motivate yourself. It's legit right there. It's the simple things. Like, I can't concentrate if my kitchen is a mess. That's just my own personal anxiety. Get yourself going, get yourself moving, take a walk, breathe. Number 4 on my list is to socialize. Call a positive friend. Keyword, positive friend. Not somebody to gossip with, not somebody that you get whatever, that are going to complain and talk down on other people and do whatever. You need to have a positive friend in your life. You don't need that negative energy in your ear and whatever else. You need a positive friend to socialize with. Maybe you could go help somebody. Maybe you could write a thank you note. Just some examples of ways to motivate yourself. The next thing was get creative. You could doodle, you could paint, you could draw. I have so many artistic, creative friends. It's motivating to me, and I'm sure it's motivating to so many other people out there. It's relaxing on top of that. So go get creative. That could motivate you. And finally, maybe you could take the spiritual route. Meditate, pray. Maybe you could attend a religious ceremony or a religious service. Maybe read a Bible verse. You could do anything. There's so many ways to motivate yourself. It's ridiculous. The list goes on and on and on. And like I said, these are just personal examples that I do that help me get through my day and allow me to keep going. It encourages me. I can encourage myself. I don't have to go drink and smoke and do all of that. Not that I'm downing those people, but there's so many ways to be motivated. It's legit right there. So as we conclude today's episode, just remember and think about ways that you can motivate yourself. Write it all down. Make a post-it note. Talk to a positive friend. And I'm sure there's some motivation out there. Like I said, the list continues on and on and on. There's so many ways to motivate ourselves. There's no way that we could just be sitting in the dark, moping, downing ourselves. So many ways. Let me know some ways that you guys motivate yourself. You could do it via Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, MJ Friends Blog. Follow me on YouTube, MJ Friends Blog. Facebook, Mariah Janelle. I hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy.